My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick, and this is Sonatotum, episode 47. Hi, everybody. Every episode of Sonatotum, we talk about making stuff, finding success as we all each define it, and staying healthy and sane in the process. Before we get into the main topic on every episode, I like to give you an update on my own creative successes, failures, triumphs, discoveries, lessons, what have you, that I have experienced since the previous episode about a week ago. So this week, the big news is that I managed to finish Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure, the nonfiction book for writers, self-publishers, and independent authors that I've been working on. The final word count on that first draft ended up at just short of 14,000 words. I managed to add the final about 3,200 words on Monday of this past week. By the way, we're recording this on August 20th, 2022. Yeah, it felt good. I got done ahead of schedule. I had allowed myself until the night of the 16th to finish, so shaved a day off of that and started to do the first pass on editing. Now, the book is written conversationally, and it is a lot of philosophy and theory and the idea behind what you need and why you need it and what it all means, and not so much step by step, here's how to do part A, part B, part C, 1, 2, 3, because those instructions are going to depend on the tools and the services that people use to execute on the strategy and the tactics that I describe. So I'm not too worried about getting the editing done, but I am on a clock. The book is set up as a pre-order on Amazon, and it will be released on August 30th, whether or not I've uploaded the final manuscript. So I need to get going on that, need to create the ebook version so that everything is in ship shape, and need to get it out to all the other online marketplaces, as well as set up on my own website before, I have to finalize the Amazon version before the 26th of August and have to get everything taken care of and set up before the 30th of August. So while I am a little bit ahead, or I was ahead when it came to actually writing the thing, finished it early, got a lot ahead of me in the week to come. And I had intended for this episode to be a bit of a overview of Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure. I will say this, it is available to pre-order at Amazon.com. Just search for Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure, or for me, Matthew Wayne Selznick. You'll find it. It's $4.99. If you pre-order it before the 30th of August, it will appear automatically and automagically on your Kindle app or device when you sync it up on the 30th of August. If you'd prefer to wait, you can buy it directly from me on August 30th. The easiest thing to do, I made you a little short link. Just go to selznick.me/IAMI. That's selznick.me/IAMI. And that'll take you to the page on mattselznick.com where you can directly get the book. So I had intended to do a little overview. And I've been recording for about 40 minutes, which if you are a patron of mine, you'll hear the whole sequence of sort of navel gazing and confessional and stressed out meltdown that I've been doing in the last 40 minutes. But it took that long to get to this. I would love you to buy the book if you are an independent author. I think you will benefit from it, especially if you are just starting out or just planning to be a self-published author. I talk about the things that you must have in place to maximize your chances for success to optimize your ability to build a community around your work, you should read it. But I don't really want to talk about it. And what it comes down to, what I've realized, and perhaps now I see is the subject of this episode, is I am really burned out. I am here talking to you today because I said I would be, because I don't want to break this chain of weekly episodes. But honestly, the healthiest thing for me to do, well, let's back up on that for a minute. It is healthy for me to be here showing up, doing this, talking to you, because consistency, as we have talked about before, right? What was the James Baldwin quote? Beyond talent lie all the usual words, discipline, love, luck, but most of all, endurance. It is good that I'm here showing up, talking to you, but I recognize, and I want you to be able to recognize when it happens to you, that you don't have to show up wearing your best. Sometimes you go to the grocery store in your pajamas, right? Metaphorically speaking, I could never do that. And not so much for the reason you would think. Not that I would be embarrassed to be seen in my pajamas. It's just that I don't want to wear sleep clothes to the gross grocery store where all the other humans are. Blech. Anyway, point is that I felt a great deal of pressure to do the customary thing, to pitch the book on the podcast the week before the book comes out. And frankly, there is one more episode of the podcast that comes out right before the book comes out. So I didn't have to do that this week, but I felt like I had created I had created marching orders, and to deviate from that would be somehow to fail. And here's the thing. Here's what it took me 40 minutes of rambling to get to, is that that's not where failure should be defined. Failure would be, to not do an episode. Failure would be to just not do anything, to miss a deadline, to not finish the thing that I am almost finished with. But I have been going hard for, especially for the last 8 weeks or so. In my day job, in my creative work, and just in my personal life, been a lot of pressure, a lot of uncertainty, a lot of work to do and to get done, and pretty fucking tired. So when I found myself trying to formulate this pitch, this, hey, here's what the book's about, and here's why you should buy it, and here's just a little bit about it, but not so much that you don't still want to buy the book. When I started to go through all that, it felt so insincere and so forced. It's not that I don't want you to know these things about the book. I think the book is going to be great. I think it's going to be useful for the people it's intended for, and that might be you. But I don't want to show up and be fake. That goes against the whole fucking point, especially of this show. And so I guess the lesson for you and for me, when we talk about discipline and endurance and showing up and maintaining the practice and cultivating the community, you know, all of those things, at the core of all of that, central to all of that, is the idea that you stay transparent and you stay vulnerable and you stay authentic, that you exist in this weird, nebulous space that is your online presence, your media representation, all of these horrible things that we concurrently exist as, that all the many ways that people experience you should all still be you. When people experience you, whether it's in person or online or in their earbuds through a podcast or on a YouTube video or whatever, they should be experiencing the same person. You don't have to put it on. And when you do put it on, people are going to recognize it. And they might expect it, right? Oh, well, he's, you know, this is the performative side of this creative person. This is the lights and makeup side. This isn't them at home in their private life. And sure, of course, you're going to separate some of that stuff, right? But when your public-facing side verges on inauthentic, when your public-facing side is really just acting, and I would have been acting if I did what I had planned to do with this episode, then you're not being real. And folks can sense that. At least I can. And usually folks don't like it a whole lot. And I'm not saying, that it's horrible or awful, but it changes the relationship. And if you want to maintain a sincere, authentic relationship with your community of friends and fans, then it's better to maybe just do what I'm doing right now. Put aside the pitch for the moment. Because ultimately, as it turns out, this kind of direct, authentic, vulnerable, real communication is exactly the point of building your indie author marketing infrastructure. You can't have this kind of communication at will with your community of readers, of listeners, of friends and fans, your peer group that in partnership with you turns what you make into art. You can't have this kind of connection if they don't know how to find you and they don't know how to stay in touch with you. And that's what your indie author marketing infrastructure does. And why that's important and practical advice on the tools that you should use to facilitate all of that, that's what the book's about. Look at that. I managed to get it out after all. And I've done it in a way that doesn't feel like I'm just going down the bullet points about the book. This is the fucking core of what the book is about. And folks who, it's just like anything else. Make things for people who like the kinds of things that you make. So the independent authors, the self-publishers who aren't interested in this kind of transparency, vulnerability, direct connection with their potential community of readers, that book's not going to be for them. Indie author marketing infrastructure is not going to be for them. If, on the other hand, you want to start out the gate with all your ducks in a row and everything running smoothly, working together so that when people discover you, they have a way, right? The welcome mat is in place, the door is unlocked, the porch light is on, and they can come on in. And then, you'll find something useful in the book. It's interesting. And, in a way, I feel sorry that I put my patrons through this for 40 minutes of false starts and figuring it out loud. But it's interesting that now that I have figured it out, now that I know how and what I've wanted to communicate to you all along, I just feel so much better. It feels good to be real. And I hope that makes sense to you. I hope that resonates with you. And I hope that it's the kind of thing you want for your own creative life, for your own creative community. I think that's why you listen. I think that's why you're subscribed to this podcast. And if you are an author or hope to be an author, especially an independent author, I hope that you find value in the book. It comes out on Amazon and everywhere else on August 30th, 2022, Indie Author Marketing Infrastructure. You can pre-order it from Amazon right now, anytime before August 30th, and it will be delivered to your Kindle app or device on August 30th. Or you can buy it directly from me at selznick.me/IAMI, or from Amazon, and gradually from everywhere else that books are sold online on August 30th. This is a weird one, I know. A little sloppy, a little disjointed, I'm sure. But sometimes that's how it is. And while my patrons get the uncut, unedited edition of this podcast, something I realized while talking to them, recording this episode, is that the kind of transparency and vulnerability that I was expressing to them, there's really no reason I shouldn't also share that with you, my general listener, my subscriber out there in the world. So there's that. If you would like to become a patron and all the benefits that entails, You can go to patreon.com/Matt Selznick. That's patreon.com/MATTSELZNICK. And become a patron at any level. But if you become a patron at the $5 and up level, you receive, in addition to many other things, many other perks and bonuses and exclusive access, you get the unedited and uncut edition of Sonatotum every time it comes out, every episode. You can also just go to mattselznick.com/B-A-patron and sign up there. When you go to either of those places, you'll see that I have a special offer running that expires before, well, you got to do it before August 31st, 2022. If you become a patron at the Paramount level, $20 a month, in addition to all kinds of cool stuff, tangible items, digital items, access, you get everything that I have commercially available. 20 ebooks, audiobooks, and music albums and singles that would cost you $100 if you bought everything individually. When you become a patron at the $20 a month level, you get all that stuff. So up to 80% off. And of course, you can cancel at any time. But that offer, $100 worth of books and music for your Paramount level patron pledge, again, expires at noon Pacific time on August 31st, 2022. If you're interested in supporting the show monetarily on a one-time, one-off basis, you can go to paypal.me/Matt Selznick or ko-fi.com/Matt Selznick. That last one is ko-fi.com/Matt Selznick. Leave a one-time donation. If you'd like to help the show in a way that doesn't involve opening your wallet, I appreciate that too. The best thing to do is wherever you get your podcasts, wherever you subscribe to Sonatotum with Matthew Wayne Selznick, if you would rate and review the show, rating usually 4 or 5 stars, just takes a minute. Writing a review takes a little longer, and I appreciate that extra effort. Just write a review of what you think about the show in your own words. Ratings and reviews help the show rise up in the search results when people are looking for shows like this in the podcast app of their choice, whether that's Apple Podcasts or Spotify or Stitcher or, you know, wherever you get your podcasts. Please rate and review Sonatotum. I feel like I need to say again, yeah, this was a weird episode. You may have something to say about that. It may have resonated with you. If you have feedback or comments about this episode, I encourage you to leave a comment in the show notes for this episode, episode 47, over there at mattselznick.com. Or you can send me an email, or you can email me a voice message at matt@mattselznick.com. If you leave me a voice message, I will play it on the show, and we'll have a little time-shifted conversation there. I'll reply to it in the episode. Finally, if you are a consistent listener, you know that everyone who listens all the way through enjoys a special listener-only discount on 2 of my coaching programs. If you're a writer and you need help with your story problems, something's messing with you in your work in progress, you can get 10% off your Story Buddy, my one-on-one writer, that's me, helping writers coaching session. We sit down for an hour over the phone or over video chat, and I help you work through it. Whatever's bugging you, whatever's stopping you from finishing your current work in progress. To find that, just go to mattselznick.com. On the menu up at the top, go to Writer Services, Individual Services, Writer Coaching. And when you select your day and time for our Your Story Buddy session, just use the coupon code SONITOTUMBUDDY to get 10% off that session. That's SONITOTUMBUDDY, SONITOTUMBUDDY, all one word, all lowercase, to get 10% off your Story Buddy session. If you would like to pick my brain about everything involving self-publishing and being an independent author, you don't want to wade through hundreds of blog posts and podcast episodes from me and everybody else, that you can discover and take the time to find, you would just rather pick my brain for an hour, then you can book a one-on-one coaching session on indie and self-publishing. Just, again, go to mattselznick.com, writer services, individual services, self-publishing coaching. And when you check out and book your day and time, use the coupon code SONITOTUMINDIECOACH, 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 for 10% off your coaching session on indie publishing and self-publishing. These are listener discounts I don't mention anywhere else. You have to have gotten all the way through this episode or any episode to hear them. Thank you for that. Thanks for hanging out, particularly today. And take advantage of that. It's there for you. Showing up, being who you are, trusting that the people who have shown up for you want you to be who you are. That's part of being healthy and sane, I think. Being authentic, being vulnerable. When you break through the tendency, the defensive reflex to be inauthentic, to protect yourself, doing what you think you're supposed to be doing as opposed to what feels right, when you manage to break past that and do what feels right and be real with the people that you care about, it feels better. I don't know about you, but I'm ready to go on with the rest of my day, get some shit done. I hope that this has proven useful to you, if only in showing you that there's someone else who's probably or who is out there experiencing the same thing you might be. And I hope the rest of your day is productive and goes great. My name is Matthew Wayne Selznick. Take care.